and it's looking like that right now. Give us your thoughts on that first half.
I just gave them the runs. You know, we came out, hit it, and then we had some defensive breakdowns that are hurting us pretty tough. And then we're not able to get into offense. They're doing a good job of keeping us out of there. But then we finally got settled in a little bit, started making some plays, and then we settled down defensively. But there's still some stuff that we were able to talk about at halftime, hopefully take some stuff away that we should be able to take away right now.
What was the locker room message?
I just come out and continue to compete. And when the shot's not falling, we got to continue to play hard because we got to keep that margin close. I told them that's what we normally do to teams is we stretch those margins. We can't allow those margins to get in you to get big. We got to keep them close.
Coach, best of luck here in the second half.
I thank you.
Patrick Gardner looking ready to go, Mike.
Tegan Trahoon rocking the suit just like Patrick Gardner. His suit jacket nowhere close to the bright red that Patrick Gardner's got, but Tegan Trahoon, the sharp-dressed man here tonight. Of course, he can't say anything as he's switching headsets. I left him on the spot.
I didn't even hear what you said. I just heard I had a nice suit, and I couldn't agree more.
ZZ Top, sharp-dressed man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We should probably have that be the opening for Area Game of the Week from now on. Maybe I'll dress like this every night.
Can we work on getting the copyright to that?
I'll throw it up the flagpole.
I'm not willing to take a pay cut, Tegan. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
24-22, Burlingame leads it at the start of the second half. And, well, Mike, like I said to Coach Gardner a minute ago, this is living up to the billing that we were expecting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, these first couple possessions here to begin this second half are very pivotal of how the rest of this ball game will go.
Absolutely. Your keys to victory here in the second half.
If you're Burlingame, can keep on doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Feed the post to Noonan. She's having a hot start. That's also kind of kicked out an inside-outside game with Winters getting a hot. If you're Lebo, you're going to have to continue to get Brooklyn Jones going. And then you have to have those outside shots to fall where they had 3 out of 6 there in the first half.
Lebo with possession to start the second half. Abby Peak brings it up across half court, goes to Brooklyn Jones right wing as Lebo goes from left to right as we see the action. And Audrey Peak will dribble it off her foot and out of bounds. A turnover to start the second half, and Coach Gardner not pleased.
I think he was thinking Mike maybe for a reach, but not the start that he wanted right here after the break.
20 seconds gone here in the third quarter as Noonan will mishandle a pass from Winters down low. So turnover for turnover. Both teams struggling on their first possessions. Abby Pink will lead the charge the other way. Top of the power E now hands off to Allie Moore. Moore drives inside the lane, kicks it out right side to Hadley. Hadley now to the right block. Uncontested layup nearly falls through. Noonan will grab the board as Hadley takes a fall in the lane, and now Jones will pick up a foul for Lebo for a reach-in as she collided with Noonan just across half court.
It'll be her second. You know, of course, Hadley already with 3 fouls. Hadley was almost fortunate not to get that. She picked up a third right there before the halftime
break. Oh, you're correct. You're correct. Yep.
But Hadley almost got an over and back there fighting for that offensive rebound.
Winters with it now, top of the power E on the Burlingame end. Over to Masters, foul line to Simmons. Jones all over her, has to be careful here as Noonan gets a pass while falling. She collided with Hadley, and Gracie Simmons will dribble it off her foot. So turnover for turnover for turnover. First 4 possessions come up dry for both teams. Abby Peak gets the inbound in front of the Lebo faithful down low. Now stops at the top of the power E here in White Auditorium. She'll go around Tyson, or at least try to. Gets a nice screen there from Allie Moore. Now to Hadley, top of the key being guarded by Noonan. Hands off to Audrey Peak. Drives left block, layup off the glass and good. And we're tied at 24 all.
Excellent take there by Audrey Peak. If you're Burlingame, you got to slide over, step in front of her, take a charge. If not, it contend that shot.
Answer on the other end by Gracie Simmons, left side. 26-24, lead back to Burlingame now. Up top to Hadley. Hadley almost walks with it, gets it to Allie Moore, drives in the right wing, and Noonan will pick up her second of the night on the block as Moore, great job to drive inside and generate the contact.
I like that. Make them earn it at the line. They've struggled here tonight early.
Moore
Sets for the first of two. You're correct. Lebo has not been fortunate from the line, and they remain less fortunate as Moore misses on the first of two.
One out of five. Of course, Lebo boys, they struggled from the foul line and ended up losing a one-possession ball game.
26-24, the lead for Burlingame. Moore puts up the second. That one falls through. Allie Moore has six on the night. Gracie Simmons tracks down a wide pass near half court with 5:45 to go. Masters has it now, top of the key for Burlingame. Right side of the floor to Simmons, now to Winters on the right wing. Up top to Noonan. Left side to Isabella Tyson. She'll drive to the foul line, trying to back down Katie Yacht. Has to give over to Simmons. Now right side back to Masters. In the lane, nice lob to Simmons, who gets bumped from behind by Audrey Peak. That'll draw applause from the Burlingame crowd and some less than friendly comments from the Lebo side. That will be the second on Audrey Peak. So now Hadley with three, Peak with two, Jones with two, Moore and Abby Peak with one. Noonan on the right block, trying to make something happen here. Gives to Winters. Inside the lane at the foul line. Almost took the jumper. Threw it down to Simmons. Now it's worked back up to Noonan. Left wing in the hands of Masters. Let's go the three, and it hits the side of the rim. No good. Abby Peak comes up with the board. Right wing in the hands of Audrey Peak now. In the lane to Jones. Drives to the baseline and lays it in for two. Lead back to Lebo, 27-26. Brooklyn Jones with eight.
Excellent job there by Katie Ott to kind of seal off the defender and allowed that open shot.
Jones poked one into the backcourt. It's picked up by Tyson. Jones is a little slow to get up, but she seems to be okay. She took a tumble. Now she's trying to poke it away again. Noonan goes down in the lane, gets it to Tyson. Now to Masters on the right side. Up top to Simmons. Left side to Winters. Tyson, left block. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Jeff Slater as wants a chance to reset his offense. That will draw applause from the Lebo side of the auditorium. As thus far, Lebo has come out with a little bit more ferocity here in the second half. They've overtaken the momentum slightly. A 30-second timeout gives us plenty of time to say thank you to our friends at McDonald's for sponsoring our timeouts all week long. McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Feed the family with bundle meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 nuggets. Also, coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs. Madison Bulldogs will be in action here later tonight in our boys' championship game against Olpe.
Yeah, rematch of 1980s championship final.
Noonan misses on a five-footer from the left side off the inbound. Tyson gets a steal, and she can't hit the bunny with the layup on the right end. 4:15 to go. Abby Peak has it in the Lebo end. Top of the power E. Trying to go around Winters. One-point lead now. Peak drives into the lane, leaves the layup long. Noonan gets the board, goes coast to coast, right side, banks it, off the glass and in. Second lead change here in the second half, thanks to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan has 15 on the night. Left side, Allie Moore loads up the three, it rolls over the top, rebound will be one. By no one just yet, as we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Burlingame. Back into the lineup comes Sage Hadley and Sierra Crouch. Out come Audrey Peak and Allie Moore. So the five on the floor now are Katie Ott, Sierra Crouch, Sage Hadley, Brooklyn Jones, and Abby Peak. For Burlingame, it's Winter Simmons, Isabella Tyson, Kaylin Noonan, and Kenna Masters. Masters has it, top of the key, right side to Tyson now. Burlingame in the lead, 28-27. Winters from the top of the key with a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three.
Winters' third three of the night. We mentioned that she would be a factor finally getting the play.
On the opposite end, Hadley goes to Jones, now up top to Crouch, right side to Abby Peak, being guarded by Winters.
31-27, the lead for Burlingame. 2:53 to go in the third. Burlingame looking for their very first Lyon County League Tournament Championship. Lebo looking for their first since 2001. Right side, three on the way by Crouch is long. Rebound will be fought for by Ott and Simmons. Possession arrow to Lebo. It'll stay on the Wolves in for now as Hadley gets set to key it in from the baseline. You can hear Coach Jeff Slater trying to get his defense in motion here as Dalen Winters almost intercepts a pass and knocks it into the student section for Lebo.
Unsuspecting front row.
Yeah, you got to have your head on a swivel down there.
Absolutely.
Pay attention. Hadley has it now, left wing off the inbound, drives inside the lane, layup is long, rebound on the floor. Ball comes free, Tyson flops on top of it, and we'll get another jump ball. This time, possession arrow goes to the girls in black.
They let
the Lady
that
Bearcats
one go on for a long time.
Hey, man, it's a championship game. Refs are letting them play it out.
But what a way. I mean, here's, you know, Dalen Winters, her dad and her brother's, you know, league champions.
Yep.
Katie Ott, her brother's finding success on the Lebo boys' side. And here they are coming up in big spots for their respective teams.
Left side into the corner to Tyson. Tyson throws it away to Hadley. Another turnover for Burlingame. That's their 11th. Turnover for turnover. Winters takes it back. On the other end, misses the layup, but the rebound goes to Simmons. She'll fire a three in the corner. Long, no good. Winters gets the rebound to Tyson with the Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three.
You keep on giving them second chance efforts, second, third, fourth chance. They're going to have an opportunity to fall, and there's a big turnover there.
Hadley travels on the opposite end. It's a seven-point lead for the Lady Bearcats. As out come Hadley and Crouch for Lebo. Crook comes back in for Burlingame. Taking a seat will be Tyson. The five on the floor for the Burlingame Lady Bearcats. It's Gracie Simmons, Alexandra Crook, Kaylin Noonan, Dalen Winters, and Kenna Masters for Lebo. It's Abby Peak, Audrey Peak, Sage Hadley, Brooklyn Jones, and Allie Moore.
So officials are looking at something over there. I don't know if there's something
debris
fell,
or
I don't know.
Well, apparently there is nothing there. Sarge.
Well, it looks like there's something over there on the left block. I see something little
oh,
left,
yeah, I so. See a little speck.
But it feels like Burlingame's in fourth gear, and they're ready to shift into the fifth and to really put the hammer down.
1:36 left to go in this third quarter. Right side with it is Noonan, trying to increase the seven-point lead. Masters almost mishandles the pass. You can hear the banging of the bleachers by the student section of the Wolves. And we'll get a full timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. A minute 24 left to go in the third quarter. 34-27 the lead for Burlingame. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Have the conclusion of the third quarter here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM Emporia, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Strength Stability Service at Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
34-27, Burlingame leads Lebo in our girls' championship matchup here of the 101st Lyon County League Tournament. A minute 24 left to go in the third quarter. Lebo looking for their first title since 2001. Looking for their first victory in three attempts, this being their third in the last 3 years. Burlingame looking for their very first tournament win ever. They have yet to win a championship here inside White Auditorium. Coach Jeff Slater has done a great job of turning this program around and really breeding them for success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that goes back to what Creighton Winter started on the boys' side. You know, here 15 years ago, Burlingame was a bottom feeder on both the boys' and girls'
That's
side.
Fair.
But they have just built their sports programs into very successful teams.
Gracie Simmons left side with it up top to Noonan, right side to Masters.
Again, you can hear the banging of the crowd there by... That's actually the Madison team.
That was a heat check, but offensive board once again.
Abby Peak will pick up a loose ball off a missed shot by Simmons with 60 seconds left to go in the third. Up top to Hadley. Hadley lets go the three. It'll be just a little long. Peak under the basket for the putback. Knocks down the lead to five.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alexander Crook got caught napping on that box out, allowed for that offensive putback.
Man, it's getting loud in here as we'll get a foul on the Burlingame in. That's going to go against Lebo. It'll go against Abby Peak. That'll be her second. Team's third of the second half. And, again, the crowd here tonight, just raucous. Another foul coming against Lebo on the inbound there. Audrey Peak will pick it up. That will be her third. Grab the wrist of Simmons on the inbound, and, well, that's a no-no. Simmons now right wing on the inbound. Being guarded by Peak, and Peak will get ran over. Charge against Simmons, and that brings the Lebo faithful to their feet. As with 33.3 to go in the third, a chance to pull her team within at least two on this next possession as they trail at 34-29 to Burlingame. Abby Peak, with 30 seconds remaining, will walk it up across half court, not showing a lot of urgency, trying to stay composed. Top of the power E now, gets it to Sage Hadley. Up top to Jones. Back to Peak. To Audrey Peak, foul line, now to Jones. 15 seconds. 5-foot jumper is no good. Rebound is ripped down by Audrey Peak. They're going to actually call a jump ball as she tied up with Tyson. The good news for Lebo is it stays with them. You can hear Coach Slater there once again. Baseline inbounds coming here for Abby Peak. Someone trying to get open. Count is on. She'll lob it to Hadley in the lane. 10 seconds left to go. Up top, Jones, three on the way. It's going to be off the mark. 5 seconds. Jones gets her own rebound. Now to Hadley in the lane. Peak at the buzzer. She gets it to fall from 2 feet out. She pulls her team back within three at the end of the third quarter. Don't go anywhere. We have the fourth and final quarter of action in our girls' championship matchup coming up here in 60 seconds on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. 34-31, Burlingame leads Lebo at the end of the third.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Will it be Burlingame or Lebo that takes home the 101st Lyon County League Championship? We've got 8 minutes to figure it out as we start the fourth and final quarter of regulation. 34-31, the lead for Burlingame. Tyson with it for the Bearcats to start the fourth quarter. Left side to Noonan. Up top to Kenna Masters. Now right side into the hands of Tyson, and we'll get a foul away from the ball against... Who are they going to call that on? They're going to call it on Audrey Peak.
No, that's going to go against Winters.
Yeah. Well, it looked to me like Peak and Winters got... Well, wait a minute.
No.
They are going to give that... They are going to give it to Peak. It's going to be her fourth.
Wow.
That's huge. You really can't sub her out right now, but you can't risk her getting too aggressive and picking up her fifth. Lob from the scores table in the lane. Noonan overshoots the rim. Rebound pulled down by Hadley. Abby Peek with it now. With urgency across half court. Stops short of driving the lane. Now goes up top to Hadley. Right side, Audrey Peek loads up the three. Way off the mark. Rebound will go to Daylen Winters. 34-31, still a lead for Burlingame. 7.5 to go. Right side, Kenna Masters as Allie Moore throws some
Look
tape off her
Look out there,
head.
Dylan Evans.
Yeah, he didn't see that one coming.
Wheat State elite.
Baseline with it now is Masters up top to Simmons. Left side, Masters. In the lane, Noonan goes around the defense, leaves the jumper short. Rebound collected by Sage Hadley. 7 minutes left to go in the ball game. Right side, Audrey Moore, three on the way, hits side iron. Noonan easily collects the board. And we're going back the other way. Burlingame in possession.
Noonan's gotten kind of cold here
a little bit.
On the offensive end of things.
Waiting to check in for Lebo is Katie Ott. You got to imagine she's probably coming in for Audrey Peek. Noonan, left side of the floor with it, up top to Kenna Masters. Now right side to Isabella Tyson, unguarded. She'll go to Winters. Back to Tyson, now up top. 20-footer on the way is good by Gracie Simmons. Simmons puts the lead back at 5, 36-31. Moore has it for Lebo on the left end. Goes up, fires a shot. It's well off the mark, but she's tapped on the wrist on the attempt, so she'll go to the line for two. That foul is going to go against Gracie Simmons, the 5'7 junior. That will be her third. Lot of fouls racked up here on both ends. Allie Moore misses on the first of two.
2 of 7 from the line for the ball game.
That could be the talking point on the ride home tonight.
It's difference right now.
Yep.
5-point deficit.
6:10 left to go. Moore puts up the first, or the second, I should say, and she gets it to fall. She might have been wishing that was the first, but nonetheless, a 4-point game, 36-32. Neither team has led by more than single digits. The largest lead of the night has been 7. That should tell you just how closely matched up these two teams are. Simmons skips it left side across the way to Masters. Now in the lane to Noonan. Trying to go around Ott and Peek. Has to go right side. Winters, three on the way. Bank is open!
Oh. Defying physics on that shot. She couldn't get any further in that corner. Somehow banking it off the backboard.
Banks are open on Saturday night as Winters increases the lead to 7, but a foul coming the other way. That will go against Isabella Tyson, her third. So now her and Gracie Simmons both with 3 fouls. For Lebo, Audrey Peek has 4. Sage Hadley has 3. Abby Peek has 2. Brooklyn Jones has 2. And Allie Moore has 1. Moore to inbound it. Goes right side to Abby Peek. 5.5 to go. Moore. Left side to Hadley, now on the left block. Up top to Moore. Left side Hadley. Pump fakes, now drives in. Goes right side to Katie Ott. Katie Ott, wide open lane, goes up. Gets it to fall and one off the backboard and in.
Tegan, what a treat it is for these two teams. Of course, you know, a year ago, a majority of these both rosters playing to a, you know, 3 games to where Burlingame took the first game.
Katie Ott with the raindrop.
Defeating Burlingame in the league tournament, and then Burlingame getting the final say in the sub-state semifinals. Of course, Burlingame played Opie probably to their closest game last year. So they're both of these teams poised for deep postseason runs.
Katie Ott with the raindrop free throw completes the old-fashioned 3-point play, and Noonan coming across half court will travel.
Of course,
big turnover.
We won't get a third matchup as Lebo is now Division II in 1A.
That's a disappointment. I really was hoping we'd get to see that again. Abby Peek, top of the key, calling for some assistance. Goes right side to Sage Hadley off the turnover. 5 minutes left to go. Lebo trails it by 4, and another turnover for the Lady Wolves.
That is their 12th. Daylon Winters has it now. Left side. Work down low to Alexander Crook. Left side layup is good. Alexander Crook with her first points of the ball
Slater
game, and what a time.
Popping up the crowd.
6-point lead, 41-35, 4:35 to go in this girls' championship matchup. Brooklyn Jones answers on the other side with a 5-foot jumper, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Patrick Gardner. He wants a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break to catch our breath. It's 41-37. Burlingame leads Lebo, 4.5 to go in this championship matchup. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-TV, and KVOE.com.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack, proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. Also, Seamers Construction, your basement and foundation specialist. Sewer, water, and trenches, sewer replacement. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And, of course, Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lebo Wolves. 4:29 left to go in regulation. 41-37. Burlingame has not trailed this entire quarter as the full court pressure now being applied by Lebo. Masters in the backcourt with it. Count is on. She needs to get that ball in. Goes to Simmons, and she will get across half court. Maybe a little push shot there on Audrey Peake, as Noonan will try to feed it down low to Crook, who mishandles the pass. A turnover to Lebo. 4:12 left to go. Isabella Tyson getting set to check back into the ball game. Tyson only has three on the night, but they've come in a big way. Knocked down a three right near the end of the third quarter, as a steal on the other end by Daylon Winters sees Burlingame back on the offensive. 3:55 left to go. If the score holds, we are 3:45 away from witnessing history as Burlingame could win their very first Lyon County League Championship. Gracie Simmons overshoots the rim. Rebound will go to Brooklyn Jones. Jones went right between the legs of Noonan, but it went straight to Winters. Shot by Simmons is no good. Rebound goes to Noonan. She fires, no good. Alexandra Crook tries to put it back. That's no good. Rebound finally goes to Jones, now in the hands of Abby Peake for Lebo. Peake to Allie Moore. Top of the key. Spin move. Goes back to Peake. She'll drive inside the lane. Layup. Left side. Banks it off the glass, but it's too strong. Rebound to Noonan. Noonan has her pocket nearly picked by Abby Peake, but not before Jeff Slater calls a timeout. Audrey Peake is frustrated. She needs to calm down. You got to be careful what you say. It'll be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. It gives us time to say thank you to more of our friends that make it possible to bring you coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament, including USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. Gwynn Longvinovec Real Estate. Gwynn helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag, land, and lake house sales in 2021. See how she can help you at GwynnLongvine.com. And the City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County with great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. Of course, you've been listening all week long, but you've also been able to watch all of our coverage here online thanks to our friends at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill with 32 televisions and high def and a mega screen. Enjoy great food from sandwiches to aged steaks. Bruff's can also take care of all your catering needs. Bruff's at 2640 West 18th in Emporia. 3:06 left to go out of the timeout by Jeff Slater. His team leads it 41-37 as they are in the hunt for their very first Lyon County League Tournament Championship. Again, Lebo looking for their first title since 2001. They've come up short the last 2 years. to Olpe. Like to avenge that, as well as the sub-state loss to Burlingame last year. Winters, left side to Noonan. Up top, Masters with it now, goes right side to Winters. Looking for an open teammate, gets it in the form of Isabella Tyson, top of the key, 2:50 left to go. Down low, Simmons has her shot deflected. Rebound goes to Brooklyn Jones, 2:45 now. Audrey Peake at the top of the key, goes to Sage Hadley. Dribbles behind the back, now to Abby. Drives inside, goes around Winters, but she gets cut off on the baseline. Up top to Hadley, left side to Audrey Peake. Thought about a three, she won't take it. Instead, she'll drive inside and have the shot knocked out of her hands. Simmons gets tied up by Audrey Peake, and she needs to be careful as now Brooklyn Jones will pick up a foul for a reach-in. And that should be Jones's third. It will be. That's Lebo's sixth. One away from the bonus. 2:17 left to go. Isabella Tyson in the backcourt. Try to get it to Noonan at the top of the power E. Abby Peake runs in and knocks it away, but can't save it in bounds. Coach Slater telling his team to take care of the ball. A four-point lead here. 2:11 left to go. Masters right side. Now down low to Noonan. Falls. Lebo wants a travel. They won't get it as Masters launches a three. Bank is still open.
Oh, my goodness. What a shot.
Kenna Masters, right wing. And a timeout and taken by Coach Patrick Gardner.
Like Patrick Gardner's saying right now, just big old smile and just shrug your shoulder. What do you do? What do you do on that?
Not much you can do. It's
There's
a full timeout.
7 out of 16 from the three-point line.
Wow. Wow.
4 out of 7 in the second half.
A full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. A minute 51 left to go in this girls' championship matchup. It's 44-37. Burlingame leading Lebo. We're back in 30.
Qualifications, rules, and limitations apply. Rates, rewards, and restrictions may vary by account. Contact institution for details.
Tickets, popcorn, and sodas. That'll be $35. Cash or debit?
Debit! I mean, I'd like to use my debit card, please. Can I do it?
Okay.
All right! Swiping now!
What if paying with your debit card was always this exciting? Kasasa Cash Back is a free checking account that pays you for everyday debit card purchases every month you qualify. Plus, with ATM withdrawal fee refunds nationwide, that's a lot of extra cash to spend on whatever you like.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Back inside White Auditorium, a minute 51 left to go in our girls' championship matchup here as Coach Jeff Slater is fired up like I have never seen before. He's animated to begin with, but this is a next level. He realizes his team is a minute and 51 seconds away from history. They lead it 44-37. Lebo trying to answer here as they trail it by 7. This is the time for the largest lead of the night. Peak. Tried to feed it down low to Jones and throws it away to Noonan. Now in the backcourt, Winters with it. Noonan, ball handling across half court, 90 seconds remain. Winters, top of the power E. Now to Noonan, now to Gracie Simmons. Up top to Winters again. And it looks like Burlingame just playing keep away at this point. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Jeff Slater. 1:14 remains on the clock. Full timeout. We're not going anywhere. We're with you through the end here, folks. Again, our timeouts here at the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament are brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue, just down the street. Open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash. 44-37. Burlingame has yet to trail since the first minute of the third quarter.
Yeah, that's pretty much how a lot of it's gone. You know, they had the opening three by Allie Moore to begin the contest for Lebo, and then, you know, Burlingame battled back, took the lead, really held on to it majority of that first half before Lebo scored right there in the closing seconds of the half. And it's been, you know, basically, you know, back and forth there for a hot second to the third. But Burlingame has really controlled the entirety of this ball game.
Yeah.
While they're on the ball defense. And, of course, they've had some huge shots to fall.
You know, we said it earlier this week that nobody's really figured out this defensive pressure by Leba, but it seems like Burlingame's been doing their homework. Masters inbounds it to Winters near half court. 1:10 left to go. Winters almost has it taken away by Abby Peake. Now to Gracie Simmons. Peake pokes it away, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Burlingame with 1:03 remaining. Again, the lead is at 7, 44-37, Burlingame.
I get trying to get a steal, but I
don't risk.
Four possession ball game, you're going to have to get some fouls.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of time taken off that clock.
1:01 remains as Abby Peake will pick up her third foul of the ball game, putting Burlingame at the line in the bonus. And at the line, it's the senior, Daylen Winters. There were some questions about whether or not she would even play in this tournament this year, and she did get injured. Winters puts up the first. It's good.
That was only the third trip to the line for the Bearcats. Winters missing a 1-1 to close out the first half.
8-point lead now.
Largest of the night.
Yes, it is. Hey, that's my line. Winters puts up the second. That one will get a friendly roll. Now to 9. Under a minute remains.
Need a quick bucket here.
Got to drive inside. Audrey Peake will fire up a three. That's good! Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group 3, followed by a timeout by Coach Patrick Gardner. 48.8 seconds left to go. We got a 6-point ball game.
Not over yet. No timeouts left for either side now, as that's the last timeout taken by Patrick.
Sierra Crouch and Katie Ott will check in for the Lady Wolves out of the timeout. Again, the lead has been as large as 9, but we have yet to see double digits on either side of the ball.
Just, you know, right when we thought this game might just be decided, that was a huge clutch three there.
Big time, yeah. That gives them life. Now my question, though, do you go down and do you immediately send them to the line?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's 48.8 seconds. I mean, you're going to have to continue to extend the game. You know, you're only got 7 fouls, so it's going to be bonus time. So obviously go for a quick steal on the inbound, but as soon as they get it in, you foul immediately.
Yeah, but who commits that foul? That is the question.
Well, Peaks on the bench.
Abby Peake able to steal it on the inbounds. A lot of contact on both sides.
I don't like that.
Wow.
Why? You have to be sure that is going to be a completed pass when you go long.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that.
Sure. That's a 15th turnover, both teams with 15 apiece.
Yeah, Burlingame launching it from the baseline, trying to find Noonan down the stretch. I don't get that logic.
Now, Lebo, you don't need a three right here. A quick two would be just fine.
Absolutely. 45 seconds remain. Abby Peake gets the inbound at half court. Looking for some assistance. Gets it to Sage Hadley. Hadley going to drive inside. Nice move behind the back. Off the backboard. No good on the layup. 32 seconds remain. Ball into the front court for Burlingame. Noonan has it now. Oh! Noonan goes for the layup, and Abby Peake swiping at the ball, knocks her to the floor. That'll be Peake's fourth as Noonan goes to the line for 2. They were trying to foul on the floor so they could send her to the line for the 1-1, but Noonan misses on the first. Still a 6-point ball game, 26.7 left to go. Noonan has 15 on the night, leading all scorers.
Only 2 in the second half, though.
Make it 3. 47-40, 25 seconds left to go here. Audrey Peake into the front court to Hadley. Thinks about the 3. Now goes right side to Abby Peake. Abby up and under, gets knocked down in the shot, but no foul called. 13 seconds remain, and a foul by Audrey Peake. She's out of the ball game.
How about that? Daylen Winters, a senior battling back from injury, can put the icing on the cake. for Burlingame's first ever Lyon County League Championship. She has hit some clutch shots in that first half. Clutch shots here in the second half that has them out to the seven-point advantage.
Again, I have never seen Jeff Slater this fired up. Burlingame, 12 seconds away from history. Winters knocks it down to thunderous applause from the Burlingame faithful. Fires the second. It's good. Winters ends her Lyon County League tournament career in double figures. 7 seconds. Abby Peak, floater in the lane. No good. Katie Ott comes up with the board. Left side. Up top to Allie Moore. Time expires. And that'll do it. 49-40. Burlingame are the Queens of the Mountain for the very first time.
What a well-executed game plan by Jeff Slater and those girls here tonight. Came out, fists flying, and they dictated this contest the entirety of it.
There's going to be a party in Burlingame tonight as the Lady Bearcats make history. Not only their first trip to the Lyon County League Championship Tournament Championship, their very first league championship. A great embrace by Coach Gardner and Coach Slater at half court. So much respect between these two men and their teams. What an effort by the Bearcats. But give a lot of credit to Lebo. They kept it tight the whole way. The game never got past single digits in the differential. Both teams deserve a big round of applause. That is as good a game as you're going to see. Well, we're going to have the medal and trophy presentations here on Slaymaker Court. We will go ahead and step aside for a moment. We'll come back and try and get a word with Victoria's head coach, Jeff Slater. And, well, she definitely earned it. We're going to talk to Dalen Winters.
You better take it. A senior really balling out in that last game from Wine Auditorium.
She ends the night with 13 points. Heck of a way to end her time in white. Once again, we'll step aside. 49-40 is the final score. Burlingame claims their first Lyon County League Tournament Championship over the Lebo Lady Wolves. We're back here shortly on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice.